Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Romero reaches second base with a double. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Lemon is chasing the ball. Yount rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Bill Fahey pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Pat Underwood now pitching. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cavill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey strikes out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. Gibson tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Brewers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, Brewers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Marshall Edwards now playing left field. Charlie Moore now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Money moves to second. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fahey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fahey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cabell bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.